Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Most of you probably got snow on the ground. You should call my guy Paul Henry. He's giving away money if there's snow on the ground.
If you're getting some windows.
It's B-Mitch and Finley. Nobody's working except us. Walk in here. It's a damn ghost town. You know one thing I noticed driving downtown today, B? And part of it is I come down Mass Avenue, which is where all the embassies are. The only cars on the road, diplomatic tags.
Well, coming from Virginia, it wasn't like that.
No? Was it regular traffic?
It wasn't regular traffic. It was still a little heavier than I thought it would be. You know, being at a holiday and then...
Snow and whatever.
But the snow and all, it was one of those snows yesterday, like you're in the house, you can just chill. It's coming down, it looked pretty. It didn't look like something you want to go ride in, you know? And then I wake up this morning and I look outside in my neighborhood, well, my driveway, you know how big my driveway is.
Yeah.
It's snow all over that because I'm not going out there. Man, it's too much. I'm not trying to burn that many calories. But then I get on the road, it's nothing. And people just
My neighborhood, I live on a big, like a pretty hilly neighborhood, and I just put the truck in four-wheel drive. I was fine, but it was a little icy, but more like slushy and like a little spotty in a couple spots, but the main roads were fine.
Yeah.
But Mass Ave, I'm driving down, the only cars on the road were diplomatic tags.
That Mass Ave is diplomatic area.
Right.
There's nothing but those, which comes over there?
Right, but...
the embassies and all.
You know, shout out to everybody celebrating and honoring Dr. King on Martin Luther King Day. It's an important day for our country, especially in the times we live in, to take a moment and reflect on everything. It's also an important day in this area to reflect on just how terrible the play calling was for the Dallas Cowboys yesterday. Because, Clown Town is all I can think of.
Well, it's just, you know, I've looked at all the memes and different things, and you know what? Hey, you lose, then Dallas lose. It makes people feel even better.
Philly?
This is one of the best I've seen.
Which one's that?
It's the Doritos. Doritos bag is blue, and it goes, Nacho Year.
That's funny. That's good. I think, you know.
I sent a text out, well, a tweet. It was on Instagram. That caught a few friends, you know, Sean Wynn, bike rider.
Hold on, what? You're on Instagram and you forwarded a reel? Explain to me what the hell you're saying.
What I'm saying is I found the reel.
Yes. Lord knows you've seen every reel on the planet.
It wasn't real. It was just like a little thing. Two of them. It was one with Stephen A. Smith, and then the other one was the Hexagon, Pentagon, Season Gone.
That one was funny.
So DJ Rico, big Cowboys fan. Sean Wynn, huge Cowboys fan. And my man Alonzo. And they slip in little things every once in a while. They try to act like, yeah, man, I pull for y'all, though. And then they slip in something on me. So I just, you know, wanted to make them feel good. And I just sent a few things to them yesterday.
I posted, after the Cowboys lost, I posted that Dallas won the same amount of playoff games as Washington. And listen, all I'm doing is reporting the facts.
That's a Cody. Fact. Factual, baby. Fact. Factual.
Washington won the same amount of playoff games as Dallas and Philly.
Yep.
People get all upset. I had two posts yesterday on Instagram. One was that Dallas won the same amount of games as Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Two was just a simple video of Ryan Kerrigan sacking Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
And all I wrote was Ryan Kerrigan, period. People take things any way they want, man. It's crazy.
But the whole thing about it is, why people are going to get mad at things, but let's just understand. All this stuff is in fun and games for me. You know, whenever Dallas win, they all come out. Like I said, they're like the roaches. And whenever the light go out, they come running. So when they win, they all show up. When they lose, they want to disappear. So when they, just like they want to mess with us, I mess with them. I don't give a damn one bit, one way or the other, but I'm going to have fun with you.
Dude.
They're like, this is all year. To do what? What you've been doing all the rest of the years?
Right. So listen, I'm getting a million messages here. I guess we're not playing on the Odyssey feed. I'll reach out to our bosses. That's kind of, I mean, you think me and B. Mitch are in charge of the Odyssey feed?
We just talk. Wherever it ends up, it ends up. We just talk.
So just listen to the regular radio, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
It may not be an area, though.
Well, get a bigger antenna. I don't know. There's not much I can tell you. Here's the thing, and we were talking about this. I think Washington and Philly were actually fairly close. I think when Washington played up there, they obviously had the COVID outbreak. They had Garrett Gilbert as their starting quarterback. I think when they played here the second time, it was a pretty tight game. You know, Washington had the chance late to win it. Heinicke threw the pick. I wasn't stunned Philly went down to Tampa and lost like that.
No,
and I think Tampa could have put it on them a little more if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Philly was able to generate some real pass rush.
Makes a difference.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Because they had him, he was basically shadowing old Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And Jalen went to go, and that dude showed up like,
totally. He's a ball
player.
Not doing
much today, yeah. Brother.
But Tristan Wirfs going out made a big difference.
Yeah.
I mean, they were road grading that O-line, and then that's a real problem for Tampa going forward. But I don't think Philly and Washington are too far apart. I think things just kind of broke a little opposite for them this year than they did in past years. But let's be real about this. Washington and Dallas are far apart. Washington played Dallas twice this year. I'm guessing the combined margin of defeat.
27-20 and then 56-14.
Right. They lost by 42, right?
Yeah. So,
I mean, so combined 50 points on the year. And honestly, the first game was kind of a miracle, crazy stuff at the end to make it tight. I believe it wasn't 20-0 at halftime or something. My point here is, it's good to have fun. I love poking at Cowboys fans.
Oh, yeah.
I love it with my whole heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mike McCarthy's a bad coach. I think you saw that yesterday going up against a good coach in Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
I think Kellen Moore tries. Everybody wants to be Andy Reid and call the cute, crazy stuff. Andy can do that.
But let me break it down to Mike McCarthy thing, okay? People are saying Mike McCarthy is a bad coach. Kellen Moore called that play at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And they're talking about he's going to become the head coach. Dan Quinn, who was unbelievable as a defense coordinator for a good bit part of the year, Dan Quinn runs the defense. McCarthy basically does the same thing Ron Rivera does. Stands around. He let his O&D coordinator run things. So when we say the head coach is in that position, but when you have the guys that people have so much faith in and you allow them to move forward, what is it about them? I mean, I think it's those guys ultimately that make, yeah, Mike, he's a head coach. But if we hear Kellen Moore so much, he has so much damn power. Can Mike tell him not to call something? Can Mike tell Dan Quinn not to call something?
Who do you – let's talk about that play specific. You blame Jerry.
Because Jerry hires head coaches but basically tells the head coach that offensive coordinator runs the offense, the defensive coordinator runs the defense, you sit there. And then he's constantly talking about one of them becoming the head coach the whole year. It's like – just like we always talk about the coach that's in limbo.
You live in limbo down there.
1 year on your contract. And everybody's like, okay, well, he's lost control of the team. You're damn straight. The team knows he's not going to be back. So I think that's kind of the problem for him. Although I'm not going to sit up here and act like he's a great coach, I just think that he has a lot of stuff going on there. And I think Kyle Shanahan came to that game saying, Dan Quinn, You were the head coach when we lost the Super Bowl, okay? Yep. And I kept the pedal to the metal. Everybody blaming me. You gave up all those damn points to Tom Brady then. So I'm gonna show you that your defense is not as good as you think it is. I said the other day, I think Cody, I meant, was talking with you, and I said the way I would start that football game, I am running straight at Micah Parsons. A pass rusher does not like taking on blocks.
Yep.
And you saw over and over again, I got a million calls last night. Elijah Mitchell, your cousin? He wasn't till yesterday.
You've declared him.
Yeah, he's not my cousin. He might be my son before it's over with. You know? But Elijah Mitchell did go to my college. You know, you pull for people to go to your college, but then his last name Mitchell, yeah. So you're pulling for him. And the dude, he's smooth, but they kept saying, take on. Those pass rushes, they made them have to play a physical game of football, and that's the difference.
You know who a real tone setter is for that Niners team? George bleeping Kittle. You don't see tight ends with hands like that.
Yeah, but he blocks like hell, too.
Dude, you don't see, like Kelsey's a hell of a player, right? Yeah. The guy in Baltimore is a hell of a player. Andrews. Mm-hmm. Nobody blocks like Kittle.
No.
And when your skill position guys, when your guys that have gotten big checks still bust their ass like that. Real quick. Shout out to Cody and CK. I didn't even know CK was here. CK just came in like the Batman.
I just found out CK is like a ghost.
Like the bat signal just showed up. Anybody that's trying to listen on Odyssey, it should be on now on the app. So people want to hear us? You can hear us now.
Ayuk is number 11, right?
I think so. Don't you know that? Yeah.
They had him block one-on-one against them, Micah Parsons. And that's when, got out to the edge and scored the touchdown when Elijah Mitchell did. I remember coming here, and this is Coach Gibbs' thing. You have to play special teams before you get the chance to really show us what you can do. And if you're a receiver, you got to show me you can block before you can show me you can catch. You know what I'm saying? And I think they have so much success running the football that I think the receivers, they take pride in, well, I'm the person that broke it all away. And Deebo Samuel, whoop! All of the little memes yesterday about him saying, my playoff punk, you know, like he's the real Deebo from Friday.
Yeah. I love that there's people named Deebo now.
He plays football like that, dog. He plays football like, I'm not afraid of anything. He runs the ball as effectively as any running back I see.
My brother-in-law, Cam, is a South Carolina guy from down there, went to school down there. We were talking about it. Now, obviously, Sterling Sharp, but Sterling Sharp's career got kind of cut short with the back injuries. And George Rogers was good, but I don't know that he was ever that great in the pros. I think Deebo is on a path to be the best Gamecock in the NFL ever.
He could be.
Right? I mean, right now, Clowney. I'm not trying to sleep on others. I know Alshon had a pretty good career. Running back looked like he was going to be a monster.
But Deebo keeps it like this, like he's been, he's going to be special. And you could look at the trajectory he's on right now. He probably should be.
Dude, I mean, the numbers are pretty wild. And speaking of the numbers.
He led the team in rushing touchdowns. And he did not run the ball as much as everybody else did.
Speaking of numbers, Brian, how about your boy Jamar Chase?
He's a bad boy.
Dude, that Bengals team, man. Bruh,
no, the thing about him, he has a gear that I haven't seen receivers with.
Just dusts, dude.
When he gets the ball.
And he knows it.
You can be right there. He'll take five hard steps and it's over for you. Running down in Louisiana, them cane fields, man.
Is he from Louisiana? I mean, obviously, I know he went to LSU. I'm curious where he's from.
A lot of those dudes right there from New Orleans.
Harvey, Louisiana. Yep, where the hell's Harvey?
It's right there. That's one of them, like a little town. We start looking at all the little different areas. You say Bethesda, but then you have all the little different.
Right.
That's how it is.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's just New Orleans, greater New Orleans area. Mm-hmm. But Plaquemine doesn't qualify as that, right? Because you're a little further north or west or whatever.
About an hour 10 from them.
Okay. I thought of something, actually, while I was in the shower, which is kind of weird, but I thought of something.
Hope you were thinking about Cody.
When we go to Lafayette.
Yeah.
Last year, they had their spring game on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Should that happen? And listen, we're asking for the universe to line up for us. I don't know that it will. I've never been to Tiger Stadium either.
LSU?
Yeah. So what if we'll find out, if the Cajun spring game is on a Thursday night, and then LSU spring game happens to be on that Saturday.
Friday or Saturday?
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Squeeze some golf in, do a couple radio shows.
Yeah.
You'll be shaking hands, kissing babies.
No, I'm going to be enjoying myself.
I've seen you in the state of Louisiana. People come up to you from everywhere
but
to talk.
But I'm telling you, LSU, their tailgating is a different level.
I can only imagine.
If Chris Miller is listening to this show today, Chris Miller, you could call in or you could just text JP and tell him LSU's tailgating, you would compare it to what?
I imagine it's like
it's top shelf.
Few things bro. In the world.
It is top shelf. You what? Smell gumbo, jambalaya, they got turkey fry. They doing all kinds of stuff out there.
I want to get into the quarterback draw in the Cowboys game, obviously. I want to get into the play call. Who messed up the most? Did the ref screw them? Listen, I don't think
the ref did the same thing on both times. You saw that?
Yeah.
Early in the game, they stood there, and this was against Dallas too. How can the ref stand there till 1 second and then move and then call you for delay a game? That doesn't make sense.
I saw that.
Now,
what was Dallas doing? You got the fake punt. Cool. Just run your offense.
But
you're trying some rinky-dink thing to get a 5 yard or make them burn a timeout,
a quick penalty. But the referee was standing there with 4 seconds on the clock.
I saw.
He moves right at one. They snapped the ball like right when it was turning zero.
Yep.
And they gave. I thought that was the worst thing by the ref than the one when they did the quarterback sneak because the referee has to touch the ball. You can't just go down there, spot the ball yourself and snap it. That's like what you do when you go when you play like on the sandlock
right.
ball.
Right.
You just, hey, we run a 2 minute offense.
Right.
And the guy runs about 2 yards past where he was really
right.
at, set the ball and snap it. You can't do that. So but the rules are the rules, man. But the refs did screw up a lot in the Cincinnati game. Why the hell are you blowing the whistle when the man is not out of bounds?
Who just randomly blows a whistle in the middle of a play?
It's pro sports. I watch basketball. Oh, they are calling whistles when they think something's going to happen. Those whistles yesterday, a lot of inadvertent whistles. But ultimately, that play that Dallas ran, McNabb had the same type of plays when I was with Andy. But this is what he said. Once you get 5 to 10 yards, get down and hurry them set up. Dak tried to get all the yardage
dude.
Out
he
of it.
He got greedy.
If he had stopped at 10 and did his little thing, it wouldn't have been no problem.
23 flags in that game.
And that's their problem, lack of discipline. And the reason that they have no discipline
didn't show up
because
at all.
Of that dude right there.
Yeah, he undermines them.
He makes the players
think
there's
our boy Bobby right there that was on the show last week.
He makes the players think that they're bigger than the damn coaches, and they make mistake after mistake after mistake. All those false starts and jumping offside, what the hell?
23 penalties in that game. It disrupted that game. Never had a real flow to it. Most of the penalties were legitimate. I don't know that it's a let them play a little bit more or what, but if you're Dallas, you got to be. If you're a Cowboys fan this morning, you got to be disgusted. Not to mention Dak's line in this thing: 23 of 43 for 250 with a touchdown and a pick. The truth is, they can't run the ball down there anymore, and that was their strength when things were going well.
Yeah.
They don't run the ball well at all. But Brian.
They should run Pollard more than they would run Zam Zeke. I tell you that, and they'll be better.
There's a different Dallas Cowboys quarterback I want to talk about when we return 106.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sometimes Big Bro knows exactly what I need in my life. Just got handed a fresh can of Mountain Dew. Cotto. Cody Betts is here, running the whole show, it appears. Good for you, Cody. Cody, do you like listening to Tony Romo do the broadcasts?
I used to. I really, really did. He used to be my favorite color commentary guy. But now, I just can't stand him. And then he's calling a Cowboys game. I understand the counter argument as well. It'd be him or Troy Aikman, both Cowboys.
Well, Troy Aikman was pissed off that he was.
He was real mad. And you could tell, like,
he was pissed.
You don't think he'd be biased a little bit too?
He'd be biased, but I think
I don't care about the bias. Bias is natural in humans.
Well, Mark Sanchez did it. I absolutely hate it against the Reds, Washington football team.
What Tony is doing is more or less. For those that don't know, the play-by-play, the color analyst guys, and the producers, they go sit down, they talk to the coaches. They talk to quarterbacks. They talk to, like, the key people in the game. And you basically ask certain questions. All right, y'all getting in difficult situations, third down, what y'all run? They will even tell you the play call sometimes, okay? And if you got a good connect with them, they'll do that. I remember I was doing NFL Europe. The guy was telling me the plays, and I'm like, I don't know your damn plays. Because I always felt that the color analyst's job is to educate you, not to just repeat what I'm hearing, and then when it's all over with, that the person listening – the fan knows nothing more than they knew before. So yesterday, I watched him do this. He said, they're going to run this play right here. He drew the double outs, and the other guy going to come in and out.
I saw
that. The guy didn't do that at all. The inside guy went across the field. The other two guys went straight up the field. He said, and like I told you, they were going to run those routes. They did not run the routes that you just drew. I think he's heard so many people go, oh, man, he's calling the game. He's calling the plays before they happen. Dude, no, he's repeating what he's heard. He's right sometimes. A lot of times he's wrong.
So I don't get to watch a lot of kind of like the top broadcast teams.
Be thankful for that.
Because usually I'm working Sundays. Usually those games are on Sundays and I'm watching the game, right? So I don't get Buck and Aikman much. I don't get Jim and Tony much. I love Jim Nantz. I think he does a tremendous job.
Nantz does a great
at
job.
Everything he does. I usually get the Sunday night and the Monday night. That's the people I hear the most, right?
Collinsworth.
I think Romo, when he first started, he kind of blew up because he knew, oh, look, they're looking run here. They're looking pass here. Look where the safeties are. I've had when he got his big deal, because he's now making, what, $18 million a year or something?
Something like that.
Multiple NFL coaches, including more than one head coach, say that that is such a joke. It's all they're doing, all what I've been told is all he does is just identify where the safeties are, look at if they're coming down, if they're going up, and then as a quarterback, you know what you're going to check into from there.
Yeah, but then he just finished talking to them Thursday. Well, Thursday.
Sure, and then you add a little info on top of it.
They watch practice Thursday, Friday. They interview Friday, Saturday. They do the game Sunday. So, of course. But this is the thing. I've always said, all right, I'll take him to a college game. Take him to the SWAC. I got Jackson State playing against Grambling. And I say, call his game. I bet you couldn't predict a damn thing. Okay? I could take him straight out to one of these Texas Tech Red Raiders and have him playing against another team.
You just predict a pass every time if it's Texas Tech Red Raiders.
But what I'm saying, you put him against Oregon, he won't be able to call it. But the thing of it is, don't be wrong and then gloss over it as if you were right.
Here, my thing is...
And he talks way damn more than the play-by-play guy.
That's my thing. I don't know. I have a hard time judging his analysis because there's so much. I always reference the
element. Game's not over. She shouldn't be crying right now. And her, see, no, she's crying too. She thinks it's over too. I know she thinks it's over.
Yeah,
it was over, dude.
I reference the elements of style all the time, right? It's a tremendous book if you're trying to become a writer. And the passage that always sticks with me is omit needless words. Now, I get you're doing a broadcast and you got to talk, but like sometimes you could say a little less and let the game speak for itself. And I think there were three plays in a row, he called the biggest play of the game.
Yeah.
And that may not be factually incorrect because the plays build in importance. But, dude, you got to say something different. It can't be three plays in a row of the biggest play of the game.
Wait, but did you hear him when he was talking about Kellen Moore and how there was this awkward pause in between when he was talking about him? He was like, this could be Kellen Moore's last game with the Cowboys. Well, unless they win, he'll get one more. But he might be done for good because he's going to get coaching offers.
Well, from what I'm hearing, Kellen Moore going to be the head coach there.
But down the stretch, I don't need that commentary. I don't need that.
Right.
We're good on that.
It's a one-score playoff game. With under 3 minutes left.
See, and I'm going to look back at this play. 51, I wouldn't have got off him that quick. I'd have laid on him a little longer.
So, listen, I'm not trying to be a Romo hater because I know that if you like him, like my mom loves him. My mom thinks it's like infectious, like the enthusiasm, and she gets into it. Okay, like that exists.
I understand the enthusiasm, but my question would be, did he teach you anything more before and after the game? I mean, or is it the same? Because I know he says a lot of words. Most people don't have a clue of what the hell he's talking about. It's like a doctor speaking to you in medical terms. Yeah, he talked to you all day. He was infectious. He was enthusiastic about it. But guess what? When he was done, you did not know anything more than you knew before he started talking.
There's another Cowboys quarterback. I don't think Dak played very well in that game. He was inaccurate, and he is usually a very accurate passer.
Yeah.
I think I put Dak, if not in the top five and the top seven in the league, he played like a bottom half of the league quarterback last night. The touchdown throw he made was gorgeous. He had a couple beautiful passes. He had a couple plays where he extended with his legs and did the things you expect. But by and large, he was inaccurate. You don't miss 20 throws on
you know what
accident.
It is?
Now, he got beat up, too.
What they did yesterday was they were able to get pressure with four, and they played man. And when they didn't play man, they played a zone like they were cloud coverage people where two people want them. Instead of just having one, they were, you know, to make. And what did I say about if I was a team playing against Taylor Heineke? I'll play man-to-man and make him be perfect with the ball. That's what San Fran did to him. They'd say, Dak Prescott, you can pass when people are sitting in zone. You can pick them apart. We're going to make you be perfect when we're going to play man-to-man. We're going to have a lot tighter coverage on them. They were disguising stuff and backing out and doing different things with them. When you got to be perfect, it's a different ball game. And this is the dude with the strong arm.
Sure. What's the deal with Bosa, Cody?
Looks like it's a concussion, but he probably will be back.
Okay. If they get him back for next week, so do we know the matchups, or it depends on tonight?
Or no, we know all the matchups. The
Niners are going to Green Bay no matter what.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the winner of tonight goes to Tampa. And what do we got in the AFC? The Bengals are going to KC?
No, Bills are going to KC.
Bills are going to KC.
So the Bengals are going to play the Titans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Man, that's juicy.
That's very juicy. But I looking at them play yesterday, the 49ers, Aaron don't miss those passes.
No.
Aaron don't miss a lot of. If they played like they did yesterday, because we saw all the passes that Dak was missing, if he catch those passes, that ball game's different. Now, Jimmy G tried his best to give him the game.
The Niners tried to give him the game.
Yeah.
I hated it. Seemed so unlike him for Kyle Shanahan when they had that 4th-and-1 at midfield late in the game not go for it. I mean, especially Dallas is moving the ball on your defense.
I think he was looking at that point. They went up. It was 13-7, then they went up 16-7.
Right.
And I guess he felt, okay, it's a numbers game here. And Dallas probably was moving the ball, but they were, like, faltering. They were shooting themselves in the foot
right.
every time.
But I'm not Brandon Staley, right? Like, I'm not a lunatic about analytics and always going for it. I think there are times you do, times you don't. I don't think you can just rely on a chart. In that moment where your team has been pushing downhill on them all day, and damn, you run the ball hard, give it to Mitchell, give it to Juszczyk, just do a QB sneak, give it to Debo.
Yeah.
Go get the 8 inches and win the game.
Yeah. I think every time Debo touched the ball, he got a first down. That dude. Hey, I love watching him play. You know, you get those guys like him.
Have you looked at his stat line?
Him, Cordero Patterson, those guys played. Nah.
Debo ran it 10 times for 72 yards.
7.2 yards.
And had another 3 catches for 38 with a touchdown.
Hey, that's very effective.
Your boy, Brian Mitchell Jr., 27 carries, 96 yards, and a touchdown.
Keep digging.
And you know what? You know what Kyle Shanahan and his staff DGAF about? Elijah Mitchell's yards per carry.
No.
Not an eighth of an F do they care.
See, that's where I lose like interest in sometime when I look at PFF stuff. They'll start talking about that. My thing is, I understand if I'm running the ball and I'm getting over 3 yards a carry, if I go 3 yards, it's 3rd and 4, which every quarterback doesn't have a problem with. Every offensive coordinator does that.
Totally. They got play calls for 3rd and 4.
But every time I stick the ball into a running back's gut, I guarantee you linebackers are stopping. Safeties are starting to creep up, and I can run somebody over the top of them. You know, and I think that's the whole thing about it. When you're effective with it, you know, and every once in a while he'll get 7, 8. He'll get 9, you know. But the thing of it, you have to give respect to it. But when you get these people – they're getting 5 yards a carry, but they're running it 10 times. Nobody cares. You know, you're not going to run it more than 20 times a day. Who cares?
Run the ball. I was really happy for Trent Williams. 10-plus years in the NFL, finally gets a playoff win.
Yep.
Listen, man, I know a lot of fans got upset with how things broke down here with Trent. Trent is an all-time good dude.
He rolled grades, people. Bro.
Got this. This is from our guy Crank, I think. Tweet here. He says, I don't mind Romo. I can't stand Collinsworth or Sanchez. Don't really care for Aikman. Greg Olsen is pretty good. Aqib Talib was pretty good. Lewis Riddick is by far my favorite. I like Collinsworth. I like Aqib Talib. I think he's funny and informative. People were blasting Drew Brees yesterday, or I guess he did the Saturday afternoon game. I didn't think he was that bad. He had one really cool moment where, God, they play Samaje Perine a lot. But Samaje Perine was in the backfield and motioned up kind of next to the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the Raiders stud DN? I'm blanking on his name. Crosby. And Breeze goes, that motion isn't about getting open. It's about being in better position to chip on Crosby. Sure enough, Crosby starts rushing, and Perine gets a really good chip on him. Like, that's good information.
Yeah. Yeah, because what it is, he lines him up right there instead of him have to come from in his position at the back, which you know what can happen then? You can trip your tackle, you can bump him on the shoulder, or that damn defensive end going to notice that what's happening. Start somewhere and come.
Totally.
Make you
and Crosby
move.
Has yeah. that killer spin move
yeah.
inside.
Right, yeah.
So if P-Rod's setting up for the outside rush, like, I mean, he could just get toasted with it. Let's open the phone lines. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I want to play some Dak Prescott audio that is kind of getting celebrated. That I don't try to get too pious around here. I don't throw a lot of stones. My house is made of glass.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
But this just doesn't sit right with me whatsoever. You're going to hear from the Cowboys quarterback next on The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Packed Super Wild Card weekend.
Yes. That finishes up tonight.
How great is it to have one more game?
I love it. I hope this game can come out and be as good as some of those were this weekend.
I hope it's better. I mean, honestly, two out of five games were good. The Raiders game and the Cowboys game. The other games were all blowouts.
I still enjoy watching.
I still enjoyed them?
I enjoy watching when someone is doing what they would. Whatever they practice all week, they come out and they do it. That to me is like, you know, okay, cool.
Well,
because it looked like everything that Buffalo practiced, it worked exactly how they thought it would.
And I like when you see the best players elevating their games.
Yeah.
You know what Josh Allen did? Went out and kicked ass. You know what Tom Brady did? Went out and kicked ass. You know what Patrick Mahomes did? Good God. Went out and kicked all the ass. So
Man,
you know
right
what
there.
I'd like to do, Cody, maybe at 11:30, is I want to, we can open the phone lines up for this too. Well, hell, we can just kind of do it in the next segment. Best performances of the weekend. We can do worse too, but I think there's so many good performances that stood out.
Individual or team? Because as a team.
I think individual, but.
You can't beat.
What do you think the best team performance was, KC?
Buffalo. Every time they got the ball, they scored a touchdown damn near.
Yeah, and Buffalo did it. Buffalo did it against the Pats, which has been a nemesis, like a big brother to them. You know they're going to be well coached. The Steelers, let's be real. Nobody thought the Steelers had any chance.
I didn't know they'd lose like that, though. But then I watched that game plan. You cannot play in the NFL in this day and age just throwing those little short passes all game.
Ben just doesn't have it,
man. No, you don't.
I mean, God, Josh Allen was 21 of 25 for 308 yards with five touchdowns.
Yeah.
He had 157.6 rating.
Yeah.
And for all the talk of Bills can't run the football, my boy Eric Pollard over at Dudley's pointed this out to me last week. He's like, people keep saying we can't run the football. To close the season, we ran the ball well. They got Singletary going. Singletary had 16 for 81 and two touchdowns in that game. Bills, Chiefs, whew. That is a juicy game.
Very.
What's a early B. Mitch lean on Bills, Chiefs?
Chiefs.
What's the line, Cotto? That can't be much more than three or four, right? Yeah, looking at the Bills, they started running the ball really well, and I think a big part of it is the design quarterback runs for Allen.
Yeah.
The line is 2.5.
2.5.
2.5 for the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you think the winner of this game goes to the Super Bowl?
I think we're all sleeping on the Titans a little bit.
Well, we got
Derrick Henry back. And Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are not here to wait for their invitation.
They're not.
They're here to take their invitation.
But I'll just say this. Last night, what I saw, it's more than just Tyreek Hill and Kelsey offensively for the damn Chiefs.
Jerick McKinnon was a monster. I remember when McKinnon, where was he, Minnesota? And then the Niners signed him for a little while, right? People have always talked about his.
That kid can play.
Dude, his athleticism, like they have those spark charts, like when you go through the combine and all this stuff, his athleticism is off the actual spark chart. And everybody always talked about him. And I think you get a guy like Andy that's so creative. Much like Josh Allen, who ran for like damn near 70 yards, when Mahomes takes off and runs a couple times, he's never going to be Allen because Allen will lower his shoulder on you.
Yeah.
But when Mahomes takes off and runs, it opens their offense up.
He breaks your back because the thing about him is like you start running man to man and then he comes behind you. Then they all of a sudden go, no, we're not doing that. We have to just sit back.
I mean,
and then if you give him more time to pass, then you're damn sure in trouble.
Let's be real about this. We all know Tyreek Hill, obviously. We all know Travis Kelce. Jerick McKinnon I was familiar with. I don't know if they want to bring Clyde Edwards-Helaire back. I don't know what that injury
Hardman,
is.
Hardman is
but, so I know Mecole Hardman. Legitimately, I don't know this dude's first name. Robinson had 4 catches for 76 yards.
Yeah.
What's his first name? Cody, you got it?
All right. Robinson.
What about Pringle? My guy Pringle had 2 touchdowns.
Every time I hit a Pringle, I'm like, he's gone. I think of Rob.
What the hell's his first name?
Pringle. He's related to Rob Carlin's wife. Last name Pringle.
I mean, when Mahomes is spreading it around to Pringle and Robinson.
Didn't have 8 people last night touch the ball? 8 or 9 car passes from him?
Byron Pringle. And DeMarcus Robinson. All right? Just in case anybody's keeping track at home. A lot of fat guy touchdowns this weekend. I was into that.
Yeah, and when 73, big boy got in the game with the Chiefs, Pat was going to make sure he got the ball to him.
Oh, yeah.
He held it.
No way to take better care of your lineman than let him score.
And
they all feel that.
What did I tell you about Andy? Like, Andy would ask questions at times about plays, and you would give him a play. And all of a sudden, 2-3 weeks, maybe 5-6 weeks later, you go, play look familiar. He's taking it, refining it a little bit, and putting it in. And he's like, but you know what? We're going to have an offensive lineman catch this one. Man, smart as hell.
How about the little shuffle? It wasn't a shovel pass. It was like an option pitch.
But they've done that this year at least 7-8 times. They've done it to Kelce. They've done it to other receivers. It's just, every play they have, they can do it with different personnel groupings.
Here's what we're going to do. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Best performance this weekend. Worst performance this weekend. And the performance doesn't have to be on the field. I made mozzarella sticks at halftime last night. It could be wings you made. Cody got the best bet you made.
Don't nobody care about
if anybody bet
sticks.
Byron Pringle to score 2 touchdowns, you're rich as hell. You quit work. Call in. Let us know.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.